This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
Several protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. The demonstrators are demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reach a ceasefire agreement with the Palestinian militant group to bring home the remaining 101 hostages. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Saturday that she may have another meeting soon with her Chinese counterpart and that the U.S.-China relationship needs to be, quote, prioritized and nurtured, unquote, by the next U.S. administration. Yellen, speaking at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, Texas, said that she would welcome a visit to the U.S. by her counterpart. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un emphasized the importance of strengthening naval power during a tour of a naval base construction site, state media KCNA reported on Sunday. During the tour, Kim stressed the need to build a naval port capable of operating weapons systems of the warships and revealed military measures to deploy anti-aircraft and coastal defense systems for defending the port, according to the report. For expanded coverage, go to our website, VOANews.com, 24 hours a day.